Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
And this year, we're going to talk about how to kasher your kitchen and your kelim for Pesach. Again, assuming we all know that if it's possible, we should always get new things for Pesach. But again, many people this year are making Pesach for the first time, and it's a tremendous expense to cash to buy new things. So we'll discuss each part of the kitchen and each kli and how we should kasher. So if you want to kasher your silverware, we need to do hag'olah. Hag'olah is taking a pot that was not used for the last 24 hours, and you kasher the pot by filling it with water and bringing it to a rolling boil. You then pour out the water and fill it with fresh water and bring it to a rolling boil again. And then we drop in anything that we want to kasher with hagala, whether it's cutlery, it could be cups, it could be bechers. We drop it in, we leave it in for 10 seconds, and Rizvalsky would say you need 10 seconds so that the heat is fully absorbed into the metal. And then we remove them and immerse them in cold water so that it should take off the hot water, so that the hot water doesn't get reabsorbed into the kli. The hot water, which has the blios, the what was in it that was not kosher that came out, or the chametz that came out, shouldn't go back in. That's why we need to cool it off. Obviously, you cannot stick in your hands to take it out. So if things are larger, we could stick in half for 10 seconds, pull it out, put in the other half for 10 seconds, and then put it into the cold water. Or you could simply pour all the hot water out down the drain and then refill the pot with cold water. That would be acceptable as well. If you want to kasher an electric stovetop, all you need to do is clean the surface of the stovetop and cover the open areas with foil. The reason why you want to cover the open areas with foil is so that in case food falls on it on Pesach, that it shouldn't come in contact. But the bottom line is, what we're really kashering is the actual burners. All you need to do is turn on the burners until the coils turn red hot. And as soon as they're red hot, that's already considered kashered. If you have a glass stovetop, that cannot be kashered according to the Ramah, according for Ashkenazim, and therefore it should just be covered. The stovetop should be cleaned well and not used for 24 hours. And during Pesach, you should not put pots directly on the stove surface, but rather on top of an aluminum, which would be in between the glass and the pot. The oven and the inner oven racks is the easiest way to clean it, is to put on a self-clean cycle. Once you put on a self-clean cycle, that's considered libun, and it would be okay. If you don't have a self-clean oven, then what you do is you clean out the oven with oven cleaner and you let it sit for 24 hours. Then you put it on the highest heat for an hour, which is usually broil or to whatever the highest heat is. And that's acceptable once it's on the highest heat for an hour. If there's a glass window, then some have the minhag to cover the glass with tin foil. What you may have to do is wrap the tin foil over the glass and to come outside the door of the oven, and then tape it on the outside to hold it there. And it should stay there for the whole Pesach. It's best to have special racks for Pesach if possible, but if not, you can use the ones that you have. You just put tin foil over the racks. If one's not planning to use their oven on Pesach, then all you need to do is clean it well and close it, and simply sell it to a guy. That's all you need to do. This idea of kashering an oven with the highest temperature for an hour is the sheet of Reb Aaron Cutler. Reb Moshe Feinstein was more machmer. He held you need to do libun gamor, which means using a blowtorch, or he said you put an insert in the oven. So this, regarding the specifics of that, how you want to be nohag, you can ask your own shaila. Kashering a microwave is very, very easy. All you need to do is clean it well. The glass, because according to Ramah, we don't kasher glass, simply just take out the glass, and you'll use it without glass for Pesach. You clean it, let it sit for 24 hours, and you put in a cup, a glass cup or a styrofoam cup that was also not used for 24 hours, fill it with water, and you boil it for 10 minutes or so. And the idea is you want the condensate of the water that's boiling to come out and to condense on the walls and to run down on the walls of the microwave. Then you refill it and do it again. But you have to move the cup over to another spot. And the idea is that now you are kashering this space, which was covered on the floor by the first location where the cup covered it. You're just moving the cup over now to kasher that location and do the same thing. You do it for 10 minutes. The steam comes out. It condenses on the walls and it runs down and kashers everything. Just like on an oven, we cover the glass. So too in a microwave, if possible, take a piece of contact paper or stiff paper and cover the glass. If you cannot do that, it's okay as well. And if you feel a need to use the glass tray, so you would leave it in as you kasher the glass tray, which moves along with the food. But then on Pesach, you would have a piece of contact paper put over the tray so that the actual Pesach food doesn't touch the glass. For most pots and for your cutlery, we said, you just do Hagola. So you take the largest pot you have and bring it to a rolling boil. Take any other pot or cutlery. You immerse them. Either you can drop them in or you can put them halfway for 10 seconds. Take them out and put in the other half. Frying pans, though, that you do not suffice with Hagola. Frying pans need libun, since frying pans are used with very, very little liquid in it, and therefore it needs proper libun. So either you could put them in the self-clean cycle, or you would have to kasher them directly on the fire, meaning turning on one of the gas burners to the highest and putting the pan, you know, both ways, put it upside down over the fire so that the fire is basically burning it and making it white hot. For the sink, if it's a stainless steel sink, you could kasher it. So again, you'll clean it well. You'll give yourself 24 hours downtime. Then you're going to pour boiling water on it. And we know that you can do it with an Evan Meluban. Sometimes you can buy these kits in the stores where you have a brick that you heat up in the oven. And then you pour the hot water over this brick into the sink. I'll give you an easier way to do it, which is to simply take an electric kettle that has an extension cord and that you can walk around holding the button down so that the water is actually boiling while you're pouring it. That's similar to an Evan Meluban. Now, the reason why you would want to do that is only if there's a chance the Pesach Tikka food that was hot, which was a solid, would touch the inside of the sink and you would want to eat it. But if you're not going to be doing much cooking, and if any food that falls in the sink you're not going to eat, then when it's hot, it's a davar gush, which is hot, then just doing regular iroy is fine and safer. It's also much safer. There's a big chance of getting burned if a person doesn't do it properly. So if you do, in your mind, be makabel that you're not going to use any food that touches hot food that falls in the sink, you don't have to do the Evan Meluban, and you don't have to do the idea with the extension cord either. Ceramic sink cannot be kashered because that's cheres. So all you need to do is clean it well, give it 24-hour downtime, and then cover it with a lining or use a sink insert, and then you can use the sink as well. A granite countertop, since granite is stone, and stone could be kashered, cheres cannot be kashered, but Evan could be kashered. So therefore, you would also do the same idea as you do Iroy, or if you plan to use it for hot food that's solid that touches it, you'd have to do it with the Evan Meluban, or you can do it with the extension cord and the electric kettle. Another process which is some people recommend is simply put hot water on the counter, then use an iron, a clothing iron, which is on high, to push the water around, and in that way the water is actually boiling while it is on the stone. That's probably a little less messy than the other ways to do it. Now, modern granite is ground up stone, and it's held together with glue and cement, which makes it smooth. So Rybelski held that since the primary material is stone, you could rely that it's stone and it could be kashered, even though the other materials are ones that are not necessarily kashered according to everyone. But again, if you're not planning to put any davar gush on the counter, and if you do put a davar gush on the counter, you plan to throw it out, then you don't have to do the Evan Meluban. All you need to do is just do regular hot water to pour it down. Now, Rav Bilski would actually recommend not kashering your counters, because pouring hot water around the kitchen is a sakana. A lot of people, Leilino, get burned every year from doing that. So he would recommend just cover the counters. Now, to kasher and to cover the counters is really redundant. There's no need to do both. So if you're going to do one, cover them, and that's much safer. And that way, there's no need to kasher it. And especially if you put a thick coating, the thick plastics that they sell in the kosher stores, in the Jewish stores, definitely there's no issue, and there's no need to kasher your counters if you cover them in that way. Ceramic countertops cannot be kashered, so you simply just cover them. Any countertop that you're afraid of that heat could ruin it, simply just cover it, and covering it is not a problem at all. You can use it for cold, you can use it for hot. Those who have a Keurig and want to be able to use it on Pesach as well, so it's very easy to kasher. What you do is you don't use it for 24 hours. You remove the K-cup holder and do Hagalah or Iroy on the K-cup holder. That means pour boiling water on the holder, and that'll kasher the holder and the pin that comes down from the holder. Then put in a kosher for Pesach K-cup, and which means a regular coffee, and run it. Run one cup of coffee, and that'll kasher the top pin. And that way your Keurig is fully kashered. There are various other materials, for example, engineered quartz, Caesar stone, Sile stone. Again, stone could be kashered, like we said before, and even though there's other things that are binding it together, it's not a problem. You can still kasher it. Some people have a minute to kasher their Kiddush cups if they're planning to use it on Pesach, just in case the Kiddush cup was used during the year with hot chametz, or maybe was in the sink with hot chametz, or was in the dishwasher with hot chametz. So again, it's kashered only with Hagalah, and that means, like we said earlier, you boil up a pot, you can immerse it halfway for 10 seconds, take it out, put it on the other side, and then you wash it in cold water. China is cheres. So China should not be kasher for Pesach. The Chacham Tzvi held that cheres that was not used for 12 months does not need to be kashered. But in general, we're not noig that way. If someone has a water cooler, you could use it on Pesach. What you do is simply change the new bottle of water, put in a fresh bottle of water on top, and then run hot water through the hot water for 10 seconds, and then pour some boiling water from a kettle over the water tap, over the hot water thing and the cold water one, and then that's fully kashered and ready for Pesach.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.